continue our spring cleaning series by taking an honest look at some of the many ways we self-sabotage. Some of the behaviors and mindsets that have become second nature are holding us back, keeping us in negative thought loops, and preventing us from not only taking steps forward towards growth, but from walking in obedience. We confront the truth, share tips, and wrap it up with an encouragement to walk in faith, knowing we have been set on a course by a God who loves us. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I don't know if you're ready for this.
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know that we are. This is a tough one. I feel like I say that every week.
Well, spring cleaning specifically is very, very tough.
It is very tough, and I did not pick easy.
No, topics. I didn't even read the topics on purpose, and so, surprise!
Just a whammy of pain. Today we're talking about self-sabotage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew going in that I'd do it.
Of course.
Because I'm human.
Right.
Everybody does it. But I was really shocked how far this rabbit hole goes.
We'd take it to expert level?
Yeah, and just all the things. So I knew I can be my own worst enemy.
Of course.
I get my own way every day.
Every day.
Every day. But I think it's really important for us to understand all the different ways. Now, of course, I can't cover all of them.
No.
But also, I want to understand why
Fair.
We're doing it.
Because we want to make changes, which is why we're trying to clean this out.
Exactly. And it's fun to sit and go, oh, yeah, I messed myself up this way. But it's like, okay, but why am I doing that?
It shouldn't just be a pat on the back. Bravo. Congratulations.
Yes.
You've messed your life up again. Yes. You've sabotaged yourself again.
We keep telling you to celebrate your wins. This isn't one of them.
Right.
No. And we just have Sydney in the house.
We got a surprise guest. This is awesome.
I didn't know she was coming for this one. So come on in. Settle in for some pain.
Yeah. We're talking about self-sabotage today.
Ironic. I wouldn't my walk by coming early.
Yes, it's all the ways. So this is about more than the actions we take or don't take.
Fair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's also about mindsets.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. And thought patterns that hold us back. And it influences our future, our relationships, our choices, the risks that we usually don't take, and opportunities we let pass by.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really big and it's time for it to stop.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get this out of here.
Here's some definitions.
Okay.
All right. The first is from Alice Cornyn Selby. I did not go to the dictionary at all today. Sorry, dictionary. No.
Did you even try the dictionary and you just didn't like them?
I can't remember. I wrote these a while ago.
Fair, fair.
I can't remember. But these people are smart.
Fair.
She said this. This is so brutal. Self-sabotage is when we say we want something and then go about making sure it doesn't happen.
Yes.
Alice, you are so mean. True.
Yeah. I know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I think we all do.
Yes, I do. Positivepsychology.com said this. Self-sabotage occurs when we destroy ourselves physically, mentally, or emotionally, or deliberately hinder our own success and well-being by undermining personal goals and values. That's uplifting.
And that was positive psychology today.
Positive psychology. And lastly, Free Soul United had a very interesting take.
Okay.
If we have a conscious desire for something, but a subconscious fear of that thing, our subconscious will always win.
Yeah, true.
Our subconscious isn't trying to sabotage us. It's trying to protect us.
Yeah.
Self-sabotage is self-protection misapplied.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I read that book.
That's therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Amen. The Mountain Is You.
Mm,
I just listened to that. I didn't read it. I listened to it.
Same.
And yeah, that was basically most of it is like, you're just trying to protect yourself. Whole stuff.
But we perceive every single thing as a threat.
It's a threat. Yeah. Ah, constantly.
Change, opportunity, growth, threat.
Ah! But we don't like, we don't really think about it. It's just like we run from it before we even have time to think about it. Or it. Protect myself all the time. Mm-hmm. And all of these things, how many things I've held myself back from. Yes. I haven't done.
We stand.
I haven't tried.
In our way. And that leads me right into traits.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Check, check, check.
I got a lot of traits today.
And I would like to shout out Ineffable Living, who gave me a whole bunch of these today.
Okay.
Okay. These are really terrible. I'm so, please sit down. If you're on a walk, find a stump.
Self-sabotage traits aren't ever going to be
good.
No,
they're not.
So
and I fear how many I relate to.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a little afraid too right now.
Avoiding good relationships out of fear they'll end.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Check. Passing up.
Yes. Like, let's just pre-check them all right now.
Passing up opportunities out of fear or doubt.
Yep.
Yeah. Fear's never a good enough reason not to do something.
No.
No.
It's a terrible reason.
Terrible
it's
reason. A liar.
And we use it.
For everything. Everything in the world. Straight ignoring up. Your intuition.
Ooh.
Okay. Uh-huh. If something tells you, like, yeah, mm-hmm. gut check. You're living in the past. Mm-hmm. It was hard to think about. Like, yeah, that is sabotaging.
We do.
Oh, you compare your worst to someone else's best.
Isn't that the, like, we do that.
Yes, we do.
Oh my gosh. Yes, putting that into words.
Yeah.
I don't think that, but it's 100% true.
That makes comparison like to another level.
Yeah.
Oh.
Social media. Nightmare. Oh, yeah. Thus, I'm not on it.
Constantly criticizes self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good for you. Mm-hmm. Newsflash. Oops. But we have to like it matter. I don't understand. Allows the approval of others to be the yardstick of your worth.
Why do we do this? Yeah. Oh, well, people pleaser 101.
Yeah.
People pleasing comes up in everything. It's like right up there with
we're
fear.
Taught it, right?
Yeah. Oh
my gosh. Well,
you're young age.
Yeah, whatever your internal belief is, you know, the limiting belief we have.
When we're little kids, we want the stickers on the chart. I mean, it's like make mommy and daddy and teacher happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Making excuses for not taking action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, for like a prolonged, not for a weekend. This isn't like getting out of Sabbath. This is, I got, it's been 3 years.
Getting out of Sabbath.
Yeah. I'm on a 3-year sabbatical.
Yeah.
Like, hey. No.
No.
No, you're not.
I wish. No, that's not how this works.
No.
This is not one episode of The Office. It's, three seasons.
So,
okay. Choosing not to seek support, ask for help, or advocate for your needs to be met.
Yep.
None of us like to ask for help. Habitually procrastinates.
I'm terrible.
Chronically chaotic and messy living space.
Don't look at my house. It's because it's small. That's why. That's it.
You also have three young kids.
Yeah, well.
This is another one, right up there. Don't allow yourself to take breaks, rest, or have fun. You only do tasks. Okay.
Doesn't feel familiar.
Stabbing me in the heart. I'm twisting right now.
This is.
We're not even done with this list.
I get weekly break days now. And it's at the end of the day, like, what'd you do today, Mom? And I'm still rattling off this list of like 40 things. Like,
You're like, I didn't.
Or and then I added an addendum. Not relaxing until everything is done.
And it's never done.
Yeah, never. Never.
I literally got everyone to bed, got up, went and did the dishes.
Yeah.
And then I went back to bed.
Oh, all right.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, nope, those have to be done.
Mm. Yeah. That's what we tell ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Take on more responsibility than your capacity allows.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Sets unrealistic expectations.
Mm.
Focuses on instant gratification. And prioritizes coping over healing. And I told you it was so ugly.
And I came in early for this.
Yes, she did.
Gosh.
Like, I'll come in for three today.
Yeah.
See if she does that.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
These hurt, but I need to hear them just as much as anybody else. Because,
insane.
Of course, I have all of these issues.
Yeah.
I'd like to pretend like I don't, but then that's a...
It's rough.
Yeah.
I would like to share with you a common circle of self-sabotage. Okay.
We haven't hit the bottom yet.
Oh, no. Oh, this is just a circle. Okay. Like, this is just like how it usually goes. Like, okay. If you're in the loop.
Oh, it's a life. Okay. It's a circle of life. And
But it's not life.
No, circle of
sabotage.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
You has perfectionistic expectations for self.
Sure.
Okay. Yep. Becomes increasingly more afraid of failing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So procrastinates to avoid failing.
Yes.
Then criticizes self for not following through and not meeting impossible standards and not trying.
This is every day of my life.
Falls into anxiety or depression.
Okay. Yes.
Loses confidence in self.
Okay. And then
Then your fear of failing intensifies.
Oh,
and
then
procrastination becomes more severe.
Uh-huh.
And then the cycle begins again.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Then we have sound fun.
Perfectionistic again.
It's not fun. I live it.
Yeah, it's
like really bad.
Really bad. Let's talk about how we got here.
Oh God, I was hoping I missed that part.
No, you weren't
you,
that
you
late.
You missed the introduction, no. And that was
the first 2 seconds.
Title.
Okay, good. Okay, well, here we are.
Sorry, Sid.
I'll be right on track with you
next week. They're all going to be. I'm sick.
Yeah. This was the one I was like, I'm going to make sure I come to this one. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay,
we come because we need it.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yes.
Okay, we got here first because of the way that we think.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, our thoughts are...
They're terrible.
They're everything. Positive psychology again, mm-hmm. which they were really happy the first
time. The definition wasn't very positive.
No. Self-sabotage is rooted in counterproductive mindsets.
Yes.
Including negativity,
mm-hmm.
disorganization,
mm-hmm.
indecisiveness, mm-hmm. and negative self-talk.
Oh, yes.
I think it's easy. We want to focus on behaviors because that's way easier to fix.
Right. Yeah,
we're like, oh, I'm just because of this.
But it's so deep.
Yeah. It starts in your mind.
Why do we all have negative self-talk?
Why? I don't know.
It's bad.
Because the devil. That's why.
Probably very true.
Yeah.
But we're human.
Your brain can be either like incredibly dangerous or incredibly life-giving.
Yeah.
We got to fix
it. And both at the same time?
Yes. All right, number 2.
Okay.
I am the queen of excuses.
Yeah.
That's what I call this one.
Okay.
And we've got millions.
Oh yeah. I literally drove to go walk somewhere, and then I was like, oh, it's raining in a rainy state. Well, not going to do that.
Right? It rains 250 days.
Yeah.
Whoops. The mind friend pointed out, and I agree that this is not the same as resting. Again, I want to point out resting is important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about perpetual.
Okay.
Excuses. Mm-hmm. I found an article from Susie Moore that listed the 5 most common excuses that contribute to self-sabotage.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay. I'm not ready.
Okay.
Yep. I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now either, but you need, or but I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that when.
Oh, that's the worst.
And yeah, but.
Mine's a yeah, but. Mm. Yeah, but it's raining.
And look what you're at now.
See, but yeah. We don't even think about
it. Would you prefer to be walking right now?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Like, I'd rather be with you, but.
I don't even think these don't even register like as excuses.
Yeah, because it's
talking. Not like, oh, I'm sick. My kids are tired. This is like, these sound good in our brain.
Because we use them every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're so used
all the time.
To it. It's one of them is probably more your downfall than the others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we know how to talk ourselves out of stuff.
Oh, we're good at
we
it.
We know ourselves well enough without knowing we well know like ourselves well enough.
For. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Distraction is our next one.
Okay.
PositivePsychology.com again said, an insidious and ubiquitous form of self-sabotage, some SAT prep for you today, is mindless distractions that prohibit goal attainment.
Been there, done that.
Mindless distraction. They go on to list. Binging TV, mm-hmm. social media, any kind of scrolling, video and phone games,
mm-hmm.
internet shopping.
Oh, darn it. Yeah, right. I'm going to better myself.
Ooh, I'm always putting stuff in a cart I never buy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Constantly. Oh, yeah. I found all kinds of stuff this week. I don't need this.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah. But we'd go to those numbing things because those are easy.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon
like
asks
you.
Nothing from me, nor does Wordle. I mean,
oh. Yeah, I was going through my free sell phase, you know? I'm like, oh, I love free sell. Just click, 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 click. Oh, I won.
It requires nothing of us.
Yeah. And I won a lot.
And we don't have to think about what it is that we're
avoiding.
Not wanting
come
to
come see
do.
Us next week.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, and they also trick us into thinking that we're being successful. because I beat a level. So I did something today. No, you didn't.
Those stupid video games.
Yeah.
I know.
So I realized yesterday this is really embarrassing. I was at over level 3000 something on this game on my phone. And I was like, that is shameful. Oh my gosh, Becky, that is shameful.
I knew a friend, she's on like level 9000 of Candy Crush. And I was like, wow.
I didn't even know there were 9000 levels. Yeah,
really maybe, sad.
I don't know. It was a lot. And I was
it's time to stop.
It's been years. Years. Yeah. I can't even.
Can you guys guess what our next one is that comes up every week?
Fear.
Yeah. How would you know?
Fear.
Yeah. It's our good old frenemy. Yes. Self-sabotage is very close to both fear of failing and fear of success.
Yeah. I'd seen a little bit when I was not scrolling, but yes, a gal was saying with your fear, it's like trying to name your fear as something separate to help you like, oh, that's just Gladys talking, you know, Gladys is her name. Cause she's like, pick an old lady. You can go. She's just trying to protect me because that's our self-sabotage way. That was well, one I mean, of her.
In ways, fear does protect us. And because it has protected us in some area, then we're, you know, come on, let's link arms. Let's just go.
Gladys, and go down that spiral again.
I'm safe on my couch. I got playing Gladys games
with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just live this safe, nothing existence.
Oh. Yeah.
I help nobody, including me.
Thanks, Gladys.
Seriously. Okay. So now I think.
By the way, we love Gladys's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know one that I love. Chicken was that I loved to pieces.
And I cried when she died.
We were just throwing a name out there.
Yeah. Yes.
And so, yeah, it could be, and it should have just, well, I wouldn't say Karen, but poor Karen. Already got her name beat.
Yeah, we know.
Poor Karen's.
Okay. Now, I think fear of failing and fear of succeeding are both linked to people pleasing and approval seeking.
All the fear.
Yeah. We're afraid to be judged and mocked if we fail.
Yes.
And then if we succeed, there's pressure to maintain. Who the people think we are now.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to keep it up.
We don't believe that we're good enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is, I think, is our next one.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's, I love that.
When jumping ahead.
When that works out. But I also just want to throw in here. If I do nothing, I don't have to worry about either. I don't have to worry about failing or succeeding.
It's not true. Like, why do we believe this?
I don't know. But then, because we can say, well, I didn't fail. It's not that I can't do it. It's not that they didn't want me. I just didn't go for it. I didn't try.
So
I didn't fail. I just didn't go for it. I could still do it.
Yeah. So it's not failing because we didn't try.
Well, I mean,
it is failing.
It is failing.
It is failing.
But that's our justification.
We make ourselves feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, you're okay. You didn't even do it.
You didn't fail. You didn't go for it.
Yeah. You're fine.
I could have gotten that job if I'd applied. I didn't apply, so I'll never know.
Yeah.
It's not on me. Yes. It's that weird safety net.
Oh.
It's a disgusting safety net.
It just keeps.
It's not a safety net.
It's concrete shoes. Oh. It just keeps you in place. It's awful. Okay, so Crystal hit this one on the head. Low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't recognize that at all.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I don't have that.
Our brains can't distinguish between truth and lies.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That seems to come up a lot, as you've said.
And we keep on lying.
Yeah. We keep on lying to ourselves.
But in our thoughts, but we believe what we say about ourselves.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's what the weird conundrum is, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are a terrible person and they don't like you.
But I think that we believe those things, but I don't think we actually say those words.
But the thought is
they're too hurtful. Like, we don't go out and like, you're the ugliest person I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
Like, but then we view it in a different manner of, oh, yeah, you're just, I don't know. I just don't think we say those words because I think.
That's too overt.
I do. Yeah. I think that it would be a little too much. We say them, but we don't say them.
It's subtle. We're subtle and sneaky with ourselves.
We're
silent killer. We're
really good liars.
Mm. But we do carry untrue beliefs about who we are and what we're worthy of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think the low self-esteem can show up in a few ways. Sometimes there is a genuinely deep-seated worthiness issue where you might feel like you're not worthy of success or love or growth or something better than what you have.
Right.
So you sabotage because you really don't think you deserve it.
Right.
Mm.
And that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to mess up the opportunity because deep down I don't deserve good things to happen to me.
Unconsciously probably as well.
So we were watching The Office for the zillionth time while I was studying, and a character interviewing to be the manager at Dunder Mifflin said this, and David was like, write that down. Put that in your podcast. And I'm like, I already just pulled out the episode. where he says, honestly, I think I sabotaged myself. It's like I'm afraid of being happy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I looked it up, and the fear of being happy, and that stems from the feeling of unworthiness.
Oh.
Like, that's a real thing, a fear of being happy.
Right.
Okay, and then I found this on calm.com. People with low self-esteem often use self-sabotage as a means to make their reality align with their inner beliefs.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes I mean, that makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
It's gross, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That self-fulfilling prophecy stuff is true.
Well, and now we're talking about, like, if you feel like you're not worthy, you've got nobody telling you these things. You're not going for the jobs. You're not putting yourself out there. So all you have is yourself to listen to.
Yeah.
And you're a liar. You're mean.
You are. You are very
terrible
mean.
To yourself.
Mm.
I mean, we're all terrible to ourselves, but
we truly are probably our own worst critic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. I'm way meaner to me than anybody else is.
100%.
And I'm way meaner to me than I am to anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
But yeah, I think this too, it also can give us a feeling of control.
Yes, I think that's what it kept saying. And the thing is, like, it's all because we think we have an outcome of control that we at least know how to, we know what to expect because we're self-fulfilling our own prophecy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I control the failure, then it's just either like an expected flaw of my character because you all think I'm a terrible person or I know I'm a terrible person. So it's just.
Oh, weird.
This is so disgusting.
But we do it. I mean,
I know we do, and I don't like it.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do it anymore. I do have tips later.
Yeah. Okay.
You always end positive.
I do.
Just like, bring us down, bring us back up.
That's how the military, they wear you down to like and build you back up.
Here's the thing is we have to hear it and we have to put it into perspective in our own life or nothing will change.
That's so true. We need to recognize it. You're right.
Like, listening to the definitions, listening to the traits, listening to how did we get here? Mm-hmm. It hurts.
And I have to cover all this different stuff because you never know how it's going to hit for each person.
Right, of course. We're all different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize control was my whole next point.
Oh. Well, it should be.
But I love that, though. Like, when the conversation leads there naturally, then you're like, onto something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the reason that you self-sabotage is that it allows you to predict what's going to happen, like Sydney was saying, which gives you an illusion of control.
Right.
Right.
We have no control.
That's true. Yes.
Another example we haven't brought up yet is, I believe I'm going to be in pain. I'm going to be in pain on my own terms.
To avoid the pain or be in control of when we get the pain.
Yep.
That makes sense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
I know.
I put in a few real world examples here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this person is probably going to break up with me at some point. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to mess up the relationship. So I'm the one that ends it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or, like, their faces. They probably won't accept my pitch for the project anyway. So I'm going to do it at the last minute instead of putting in the work to do my best.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not guilty of that.
Real world. Yeah. Another way this shows up, just going to keep punching. Is when
we're already down on the ground.
I know. Gosh.
Kick you while
kick me in the gut. The belly wound.
I feel like a bully. Is when we stay with what we know, which we're always prone to stay with what we know.
Yes, we are.
Because we can control what we know easier than we can control the unknown.
It's scary. The unknown is scary.
Well, yeah, and you don't know what it's like, and you don't, maybe it's more painful than what you know.
Right.
So
Sarah Kubrick said, we feel more in control when engaging in familiar patterns, even if they are harmful.
Right.
Yep.
Which we've heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we've experienced.
Oh, yeah. Yes, too. We have. And I think the fear of being happy comes into play here, too, where I don't know what happy looks like anymore. That sounds like pressure.
Oh.
It's new. So I'm just going to do what I need to do to stay anxious and depressed. I know anxious and depressed. I know how that looks. I know how to do that.
It's comfortable, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the comfort we know, isn't it?
And you've adjusted your life to that. Like, nope, this is my normal. I'm good. Like, I'm good.
How people deal with chronic pain all the time.
Yeah.
It just becomes part of your life. And then you go, oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my life looks like pain-free. I don't know what my life looks happy. Right. I don't know what my life looks like fulfilled. I'm just going to stay here.
Right.
Ooh. Sad. It is sad. Do you have any statistics? I like your statistics.
What did I do today? I think these would be really sad statistics. Like,
people are willing to admit
100% of Americans self-sabotage.
Probably 100.
Yeah.
100.
Okay, now we're going to address destructive pessimism.
Okay.
Because negative thinking has a lot to do with self-sabotage.
Yes.
Okay, the first one I put is I'm stuck in the past.
Yes.
Everybody has hurt in their past.
Yep.
Yeah.
Terrible junk in their past. Mm-hmm. And I can speak from my own experience that I have allowed past hurt to make my decisions. Mm-hmm. And I've allowed my past hurt to sabotage what could have been positive opportunities mm-hmm. and new experiences that I didn't try or fully go for or give an honest chance because of my yep. pain.
Mm. Same here. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. That stinks. Mm-hmm. This one person hurt me, so never going to try again.
Never. Right.
Never. Nope. Everybody is not terrible.
Yep, everybody is.
Everybody is terrible. Mm. Or I tried to learn something new. That failed, so never going to try again.
Yeah, I didn't learn it on the first day. I can't do it again.
Mm-mm, no.
It didn't work out for me.
And that's like, yeah, you don't talk to your kids that way, you know?
Yeah, how many, you keep trying.
Try again. Try again.
I found this quote on Pinterest that stuck out about being stuck. You're not stuck because you don't know the way out. You're stuck because you're scared of the way out.
Dang it.
Because you're scared.
You're scared of the way out. Mm-hmm. Another reason we self-sabotage. I'm almost to truths.
Are we?
Gosh.
All I thought of truths like are never easy, yourself. Though. It's not like no, that's no, any no. happy.
I know.
Okay. Limiting beliefs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This one came up a ton in the literature as one of the most, if not the biggest reason we self-sabotage. So I said, listen with ears to hear. Here are some examples of the most common limiting beliefs people have.
Okay.
We talked about some of these a little bit. I'm not enough.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't even think we register that that's a limiting belief that you're holds right. us back from stuff. That belief that we're not enough.
You have to dig so deep to figure out that's what the root is.
It's,
half the time.
Yeah. It's so ingrained. It's ingrained from.
Like, oh, I'm not worthy.
And it's ingrained for like every woman.
I know.
That's
I remember
true.
In a group asking and all these people yes. who I thought were successful. And I was like, oh, my gosh, how do we all feel like this?
And every woman does.
Yeah.
OK, I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. Success should come easy.
Mm-hmm. If I was good enough.
Mm. I'm too old for this.
Oh,
I'm not smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not trying is better than failing.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Bad things always happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Change is hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it is.
I'll be happy when.
Oh, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the worst.
Mm-hmm. But then we don't do anything about it.
No.
So we just magically wait for the win to happen. I'll be happy when this happens, but I'll make no efforts to get to that step.
Mm-mm.
So it never comes.
Or work on, you know, actual like contentment and joy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
last, how'd we get here? And then we're going to hit you with truth. By allowing people to define us.
Yeah. Terrible.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's sabotage when you allow other people to determine your worth mm-hmm. or what you're capable of. When someone tells you, you can't do that. Don't try that. That's too hard.
Whether where they're basing it out of their own fear, their own protection or
their insecurity. They don't want to see you win.
Well, right. that too.
And now this can be a specific person or like society at large.
Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm. So why do we continue to put our worth in somebody else's hands?
That's a good question.
I know. I wish we didn't.
Why do we let the pain and burdens of another broken person mm-hmm. override what Jesus says about us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And why does it always matter more to us?
Yeah.
That's what I don't get. I ask myself that all the time. Like, creator of the universe loves you, thinks you're enough. Why do you care what this person you don't really like that much anyway thinks? Mm-hmm. I don't
know. Who is just as broken. No one is better than you. No one is worse than you. They're all the same.
I do right? not know why I care so I deeply.
Tell. Yeah. I have to tell myself that constantly of like, I'm not better. Know. I feel like I'm judging or I'm jealous or whatever because jealousy comes up again.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, yeah. I'm no better. And I'm no worse. Because I'm not. We're all the same.
I threw in here that allowing people to define you isn't just self-sabotage. It's self-betrayal.
Mm.
Now, here are some truths. I feel like the reasons are pretty big wallops already. So buckle in. Truths you need to hear. Number one, do this for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Do it for you.
You're worth it. Even though we tell ourselves
us we're not. Yeah. I saw this in a post on Reddit from a Redditor called r/writing, and I loved what they had to say. While it's something I'm sure most of us already know, I wonder how many of us are not writing or creating because we keep telling ourselves that our work will suck and no one will like it. Mm-hmm. So we never take the first step, write the first draft, or anything else. Here's the thing. What if you love it? Mm. Imagine how that would feel. The pride that comes with writing one page, one chapter, one book. The fire that will ignite in your heart by completing one scene, one screenplay. We have our hobbies for ourselves, not anyone else.
Oh, that is really good.
I know.
Thanks, like, Reddit person.
Dang.
Redditor.
I thought that was so good. Who cares? Do it
for you. Because that is really it, you know? Like, I was just reading that book by Protect Your Peace by Trent Shelton, and that one, he was talking about same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, you're given a vision for you to use. No mm-hmm. one else can see through those mm-hmm. glasses but you, you know? And it's like, you have that. It's not for anyone else. Everyone else is going to try and self-sabotage or mm-hmm. sabotage you because, again, for all the reasons we've said. So right. Here we are. What's another truth? Hit us, Mickey.
Okay. I also just want to throw in, like, why can't making your afternoon a little brighter be success?
Yeah. And what is, like, success, right? We always have to go, wait, what does that look like?
Like, if something lights you up, who cares if anybody else right. hears it, sees it, loves it?
Right.
You know, that's why I'm like, if yes. we're the only three people that ever hear this, like, yeah. worth
I
heard it.
Yeah, I needed to hear it and rehear it later because I'll listen again.
Yeah, I always listen again, too. Number two, no one does anything perfectly.
Right.
Mm-mm. OK, please hear that. Fear of failure is one of the main reasons people self-sabotage. And that was in every article I read.
Mm.
So and we don't talk enough about this in our culture. And we certainly don't help little kids learn this, that everybody fails.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we do not say that enough or right. demonstrate it to our kids enough. We only ever see the wins and successes and achievements talked about.
Right.
Right. So it's really easy to think that we're the only ones screwing up or not meeting our goals or being human.
Right.
We think everybody else gets it the first time. Mm. And that's just not true.
It's not true.
So yeah. I said we have to be willing to be more human in front of other people. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop treating mistakes and setbacks and failures as world enders.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. You know, and how often do we treat tiny little things as
one hiccup, I'm done. I'm out.
Yes. Or we just take it down the rabbit hole. Well, and now I'm going to be a hobo living in a box under the bridge and
catching a train. Maybe. Maybe I'm not fast enough to catch a train. Yeah. You know,
I live on the rails.
Yeah. These are all old hobo thoughts.
Living in a van down use the by word hobo. The river.
My kids say the word yeah, hobo a lot. Oh, anyway. Okay.
I like hobo. Hobo spiders.
But most of society treats them that way. Mistakes as world enders. So right. when we do fail or make a mistake or skip a day of working mm. on our goal or project, we stop.
Mm.
You know, because it wasn't perfect. And then we don't ever try again. Mm. And we develop limiting beliefs then about what kind of a person we are and what we are and are not capable of.
Right.
A slip up doesn't failure, mean stop. It means you're human. Go again.
Mm-hmm. Try again.
Now, last truth today. As long as you define change as pain, you'll continue to miss your opportunities.
True.
So much of self-sabotage is just keeping yourself stuck right. because you're afraid. Afraid of all this stuff. Afraid of the unknown, of failing, succeeding. Afraid that what we believe about ourselves might actually be true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Afraid that what that mean girl in seventh grade said about us is true.
Who you haven't seen since seventh grade.
And who knows what hell they've been through. Mm. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we hate the fear.
Yeah.
And we're not happy about it. But we cling to it because we know it. And so that's just how we do life forever. So we do nothing to keep everything the same. So.
Mm.
What did I say? Even in this life where we never attempt to grow, never try anything, never connect with anyone, even though it's sad, and even though we know deep down we're settling for a life that is small,
right.
it's easier than changing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I mean, when I had the image of self-sabotage of me as someone just like laying in their grave, just putting more dirt on themselves. Mm. That's kind of what it is, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
Like, we know we're going to die someday. Just might as well bury us now.
I just picture shrinking. Like the woman that just shrinks to make herself little and not try and just cocoons on her couch.
Tiny, yeah. Mm. When we could be the butterfly.
Yes. You want some tips?
Yeah. We need some. We need some right okay. now.
Number one, start accepting compliments.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Women are bad at this. Don't argue with somebody when they've just told you you look cute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just say thank you. Ask for help when you need it.
I was thinking, I don't know if I do that.
No one does.
I don't.
Because then they know you need help, that you can't handle everything.
But I can't.
Which is stupid, because neither can they. But
yeah.
Yeah. Allow yourself to do things imperfectly.
Yeah.
AKA lower your standards.
That's hard. That's a hard one.
Uh-huh.
You necessary.
You can't do it perfectly. No one does.
No. Okay. Quit having standards for other people, or like for yourself that you don't have for other people, because you can't meet those standards either.
Yeah, if it was someone else, we'd probably be like, oh, no big deal. You know?
I can think of many times I've done that. And I've even said those words. Well, I don't have the same standards for them. I can do a lot more. Can you? Oh, you're just going to like get in that cycle and be bummed that you didn't do it. And you feel
and
like
then you
a
fall
failure.
Into depression, and then you don't try. And then you set the high standards again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabotage cycle.
Stop it.
Okay. This one has come up a whole bunch of times and I love it. Celebrate your small wins with wild abandon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It builds confidence even when it feels dorky. So. Even, like, give yourself the high five. Be like, yeah, even dumb small.
High five.
Yes. Do it. Yeah. It's awesome. Another way to put this that I loved was found on greatergood.berkeley.edu. Learn to love incremental improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, instead of asking how you can completely solve a problem, ask, how can I improve in this area by 1%?
Okay. Because 1% is still one.
Yes.
One step
take
more.
A small step.
Incremental. I mean, and that's kind of going back to lowering your standards just a little to win.
We're dealing with perfectionism, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part. So it's like, well, I can't do all of this. And I was upset with myself yesterday. I had set a lot of things to get done and I didn't.
Yeah.
So then I like pouted on my couch and watched a movie instead of.
Right.
No, I did get up and do something eventually after I pouted.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like I know better.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it, like it even went through my mind. You need to stop because you can do this and this, even though it was too big of a project. You thought it was much smaller.
Oh.
And yet I went and pouted instead. I mean, I don't say that's what I did, but that's ultimately what I did. I pouted and put a movie on.
Yeah. But at the same time, you had the thought. And that's you
plus.
Have that's a 1%, right?
Yeah, it's progress.
And then you did do something.
I did get up and do something.
See?
We do, but we have to learn to recognize that 1% is better than no percent.
Yeah. No, that's
because
it. It's
something.
Like, when I looked at it in the first place, instead of going to POW, I should have been like, yeah, that was a really big project. I'm going to have to finish that next time.
Yeah.
But I can still do this.
Yes.
But it still seems like growth to me. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Because that you still, and you're able to notice that you pouted. Good for you.
I've been in therapy a long time.
You're doing awesome because you're learning things and teaching me too.
Okay. Ask yourself, who are your friends?
Mm.
Spend time with people who are doing things.
Yeah.
Like growing, learning, and trying.
Yes.
Research has shown you're actually more likely to get type 2 diabetes if you hang out with people who have it.
Wow.
So
Yeah,
there's a statistic for you. So if you can get a disease from the company you keep, it follows that you're going to be more likely to stay stuck and live small.
Yeah.
If everyone you're spending time with is also self-sabotaging.
Dang. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
like if your
gosh.
Friend can give you diabetes, they can also make you sabotage.
What is it, because it's hormonal? How did that happen?
So find
lifestyle.
Find
right?
brave
it's
friends.
Lifestyle. Oh, God. Okay, yeah. Let's help our friends succeed and not give them diabetes.
Diabetes, as the Liberty Mutual man says.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy pants. Like,
what?
Oh.
Well, here's your help.
Sorry for
today.
Sharing my anxiety with y'all.
Oh, God.
Ask yourself this question. Am I holding on to something I should be releasing?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's another big form of self-sabotage is we're carrying crud
past,
around that should have been... dropped. I just
gotcha. Wasn't ours to carry.
Where are we? Oh, get curious.
Oh, it's always that one.
Quoting from betterup.com, what does self-sabotage look like for you? Do you wait until the last minute to start things? Do you pick fights with other people or run away from challenges? Start your inquiry with the sentence we framed earlier. I want to achieve blank goal, but I keep doing blank behavior.
Ooh. Okay.
So once you've identified the goal and the behavior that's blocking it, you can start to understand what the negative behavior is actually telling you.
Like, notice it.
Yeah. And there's usually a sneaky thought that happens underneath between making progress and the unproductive action. So the author talked about how she wanted a passport but kept missing the appointment. And she talked about how in that case, it was her fear that she wouldn't have the money or time to travel. So instead of addressing that, she avoided getting the passport.
But that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So you just have to be like, okay, what is it really?
Right. I never seem to wait long enough to figure that part out when I ask myself that question. I'm like, yeah, it's in there somewhere.
I'm going to guess most of us don't.
That's the habitual procrastination.
Got it.
The last one is kind of deep. What is the sneaky thought tripping you up? Because there is one. So this kind of piggybacks off the last one, and it's from Greater Good again. To stop self-sabotaging, you must first recognize when you're getting in your own way. Become more self-aware that you're doing this. Be honest. I'm going to quote again because it's they have really good examples. So some of the time, we're acutely and painfully aware of this, like when we find ourselves procrastinating before taking care of a literal or figurative mess so that it becomes a bigger deal to clean it up later. We've all been there. Or we impulsively buy a large bag of potato chips when trying to cut back on junk food. I've been there.
Costco size.
So look at me.
Of course, other times we're less aware of our self-sabotage or we misdiagnose the core problem.
Okay, yeah.
This happens a lot in relationships. For instance, when you're feeling competitive with the mom of your child's playdate friend, you may get into a cycle of baiting and antagonizing each other without recognizing your passive-aggressive interaction style. And this gets in the way of you focusing on her good qualities and holds you back from becoming friends. But I wanted to quote that because I thought those were all really relatable examples.
Yeah. Like,
yep, I've done that, and I've done that.
Yeah. Totally brought home a bag of chips like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Thanks, Birch. It's all those Doritos.
All right. I'm wrapping this up with the real.
Okay.
Because we got to end on.
We need something.
A little something.
Yes.
Like, we beat you down. Let's lift you. Okay.
We open our eyes.
Hope. Even though there's this hope. Is still.
You open our eyes. That's all we can do is take aware. It and be.
And yeah.
Choose differently.
Okay. Now here's truth.
Okay.
God doesn't ask us to do easy things.
No.
Okay. In fact, most of what he asks us is hard, really hard, and usually not something on the top of our bucket list.
Right.
Okay. But it's stuff that's really good for us and designed for us, you know, part of that whole fulfilling his will and our purpose sort of thing. And if we're in the habit of self-sabotage, we're going to say no to everything he brings our way.
Yeah. The three boats that he's brought back to you. Yeah.
Because obedience usually looks like risk. And that's kind of a big part of faith, but we talk ourselves out of it and we say things to God. We got the wrong person, God. I'll get to it. I need to get through this current season first. This is too much, too hard. But we have to trust that God knows you completely. He knows where you're at and what you're capable of when he's asking you to do the thing.
Right.
He knows what his end game for us is. But we have to yield our discomfort and trust him. The Flawed and Free said this: we block ourselves from truly seeing the fullness of God manifested in our lives because of self-sabotage.
Amen.
So sad.
I mean, yeah, this goes so much deeper.
I don't want to do this.
To block seeing God work and use me.
I know I have.
And
I mean,
deliberately walk off the path he has for me.
Oh.
This is...
He brings divine appointments to us every day and we're like, nah, that looks too hard.
Right.
No, I don't want to. I'll do it when.
Not today.
We're not only giving up good opportunities because of self-sabotage. We give up it, like I said, divine opportunities. We say no to things directly placed in our path by God.
Right.
Your self-sabotage can prevent you from living the full life God intended for you. And sometimes what he has for us comes wrapped in a package that looks like pain. But inside is growth and learning to rely on him and a recognition of how much he loves you. I'm going to end with an idea I found on a site called Vicky's Forum. When sabotage leaves your life, only then can you begin to move forward. So let's get moving.
All right, let's move.
1% at a time, because that's all that's attainable, really.
Yes, 1%.
All
right, next week's even is a tough one, too, but we're going to do it, and it's avoidance, so I hope you don't avoid it.
Ah!
All right, see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast.
Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.